morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday that he had spoken with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on the phone and explained the situation on the ground in this country. He also thanked Spain for the provision of strong support. Sanchez tweeted that he conveyed that Spain and the EU will continue to support Ukraine during these difficult times. Spain has been an early supporter of all EU sanctions on Russia for its attacks on Ukraine. Despite fierce division in the coalition government concerning the issue, Spain has also sent Ukraine weapons like grenade launchers, ammunition and machine guns. 10 days ago, the transport minister said Spain is pushing for even stronger sanctions against Russia, including closing EU ports and waters to all Russian-owned and operated ships. The agriculture minister, Luis Planas, told MPs yesterday that he is lobbying the European Commission to bend rules on pesticides in agricultural imports to be able to buy corn from Argentina to plug shortages from Ukraine. Planas said there was no risk from traces of chemicals in Argentine maize and that Spain urgently required more animal feed. We have stock available, but we need to make purchases in third countries in the next 60 days, he told the Parliamentary Agricultural Committee. Spain is suffering cyber attacks, cyber spying operations and disinformation campaigns by state actors, so says the National Intelligence Service, the CNI, and for the first time it has indicated that Russia is to blame. Sources close to the secret services say that Spain has been immersed in a hidden battle with the Kremlin since long before Russia invaded Ukraine, but the problems have increased in recent weeks. The CNI warned of the severity of the present situation in one of its most recent reports, saying the country is suffering daily cybersecurity attacks which are very dangerous or even critical against the public sector and strategic companies. The intelligence services consider these acts as one of the principal dangers facing the country, to the extent that the CNI says the impact could lead to losses of millions of euros by private companies and interfere in the normal functioning of essential services. And US food giant Kraft Heinz has blamed union demands for its decision to pull a promised £140 million investment from its Wigan factory in the UK. The money would have brought ketchup production back to the UK and created 50 jobs at the food processing plant, but instead the money will now be invested in two sites in Alfaro in Spain and Poland. Workers' Union Unite slammed the decision and described it as a disgraceful betrayal and asked Heinz for cast iron reassurances about the future of the site over fears that the company could close down the facility entirely. However, the company hit back, saying workers had refused to accept essential conditions which were already being met in the Spanish and Polish factories. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.